urge to you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Romans chapter 12, verses 1. I have a place in my life.
This place.
I have a room in my heart.
Oh, this room.
This place is for you in my life.
Jesus.
This room is for you in my heart.
This one.
Your wife is alive in my life.
This
voice. Your voice. He's alive in my heart.
Every morning is new.
Every morning.
Your plan for me is alive.
Yeah.
Evidence is all around me.
Jesus.
My trust, my hope and love is in you.
I give my life.
A special room for you, Jesus. And now I'm ready to hear from you. And now I'm willing to hear from you. Ready to hear from you. I am willing and willing, Lord, to hear. I have a place in my life.
This place.
I have a room in my heart.
Oh, this room.
This place is for you in my life.
Jesus.
This room is for you in my heart.
This one.
Your wife is alive in my life.
This voice.
Your voice. He's alive in my heart.
Luke chapter 10, verse 41 and 42 says, "And the Lord answered, Martha, Martha, you are worried about so many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that one thing, which will not be taken away from her. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us constantly yearn to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to him. For he and only he can take away our worries and calm the storms in our lives. May the Lord bless you.
We have a place in our lives. We have a room in our hearts. This place is for you in our lives. This room is for you in our hearts. This place is for you in our lives. This room is for you in our hearts.